All right, next up we have Son of Supercar. And I dig this song. I think that there were, you know, obviously there were a bunch of change-ups and shake-ups in the tone of the song. And kind of, you know, that doesn't really appeal to me because I don't think that they flow very well. And I think flow is kind of a good thing to have over the course of a single song. Here... previous song I complained about repetitiveness, and now I'm complaining about the lack of repetitiveness, I guess, but yeah, that's what you get when you get two jerks, one vote.
So for me, I am such a mark for Son of Supercar. I mean, all you needed to tell me was that there was a new Son of Supercar song and I was over the moon, and by the end of the song I was ready to vote. I'm such a gigantic fan of that band, and I'm just happy that there's a new Son of Supercar song, and I'm totally, totally biased in this because I'm such a fan of that band. And after that, I then ran out and listened for the millionth time to their cover of So Alive by Lovin' Rockets, which everyone should listen to. Go find it on their Bandcamp. It's spectacular. They're such a good band. Oh, I had missed them so.
Well, I'm also a bit of a fan. This isn't my favorite Son of Supercar, but I even covered one of their songs called Franny, which I thought was pretty good song. Impossible to figure out the lyrics, but a fun song to cover. So yeah,
something about tiger sharks where cheap seats rule the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get no sympathy. There's no. I don't understand it, but you know what? Blue knew that I loved that song and used to make fun of me for it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Son of Supercar. So I heard this and I thought, whoa, this is just like kind of a patchwork of like grooves and hooks that they came up with and sort of super glued them all together to form a thing. It was a little jarring at times, but like I could hear some of those grooves and hooks were pretty interesting. I like the "it isn't till it's not" one that just kept going on for a while. But that's what I liked about them. A lot of music I liked, I didn't like right at the first couple listens. I learned to like a little bit later. I have a feeling there's more here than I'm actually hearing.
It definitely was a patchwork. I believe that it was Glenn, because this is another Glenn Case appearance on here. I believe that Glenn Case had found a bunch of old loops of blues, and then he brought those over to Dennis and was just like, "Hey, I've got these old drum loops." It's like, "Hey, Dennis, Mo, you want to get together and do new Son of Supercar?"
Wow.
Cool.